Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn your kitchen into the heart of the home. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into the warm, aromatic world of slow-cooked meats with a special focus on one of my favorites, the Dutch oven brisket. Cooking a brisket can seem intimidating, but I promise, with the right tools and a bit of patience, you'll be dishing out a tender, flavorful brisket that'll make your taste buds dance. So, let's get started with what you'll need for this culinary adventure. First things first, a quality cast iron Dutch oven is crucial. It distributes heat evenly, ensuring your brisket cooks to perfection. You'll also need a meat thermometer to check that perfect internal temperature and some sharp knives for trimming and slicing the brisket. Now, onto the star of the show, the brisket. Choose a good cut with a fat cap on one side. This will keep it juicy. For seasoning, a simple mix of salt and pepper works wonders, but don't shy away from adding garlic powder, onion powder, or smoked paprika for more depth. If you have time, marinating your brisket overnight in a mix of barbecue sauce, vinegar, and spices will elevate the flavors to new heights. Ready to cook? Preheat your oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Prep your brisket by giving it a good rub with your spices, then place it in your Dutch oven, fat side up. Add enough beef broth to just cover the bottom. This keeps it moist during the cooking process. Cover the Dutch oven tightly with its lid or some aluminum foil to lock in all that moisture. Pop it in the oven and let the magic happen for about 3 to 4 hours. Remember, patience is key here. Check the brisket every hour, adding more broth if needed. Once it's fork tender, let it rest before slicing against the grain. This is crucial as it lets the juices redistribute, ensuring every slice is as juicy as the last. When it comes to serving, brisket pairs wonderfully with roasted vegetables, mashed potatoes, or even a simple green salad. As for leftovers, store them in airtight containers. They'll keep in the fridge for 3 to 4 days or in the freezer for up to 3 months. Reheat gently with a splash of broth to bring back that just cooked tenderness. And there you have it, folks, a step-by-step guide to making the perfect Dutch oven brisket. I hope you feel inspired to try this recipe and share the results with your loved ones. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Join me next week when we explore another delicious recipe that will make your home cooking shine. Until then, keep cooking and keep sharing that food love.